This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. U.S. President Joe Biden says he will not supply offensive weapons that Israel can use to launch an all-out assault on Rafah, the last major Hamas stronghold in Gaza, over concerns for the well-being of the more than 1 million civilians sheltering there. In an interview Wednesday with CNN, Biden says the U.S. is still committed to Israel's defense and will supply Iron Dome rocket interceptors and other defensive arms. But he says that if Israel goes into Rafah, we will not supply the weapons and artillery shells used. Health officials said patients and doctors have been forced to evacuate a hospital in Rafah. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan has more.
Rafah's Abu Yusuf al-Najjar Hospital. It's located in an area of the southern Gazan city that has been designated by the Israeli army as a combat zone as part of its military operations there. Health officials said around 200 patients in that hospital were forced to evacuate to the west of the city after receiving calls warning them to leave. The hospital has had to stop services. Hamas said it was battling Israeli forces in the east of Rafah on Wednesday.
That was Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan. Israeli women rallied in Tel Aviv on Wednesday, demanding the release of around 130 hostages still held in Gaza after 6 months of Israel's war against Hamas. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu faces competing pressures at home and abroad when he weighs how far to push the operation to defeat Hamas in Rafah that complicates hopes of bringing Israeli hostages home. Street demonstrations against the government by families and supporters of some of the more 130 hostages still held in Gaza have become a constant fixture. This is VOA News. The Hamas attack on Israel on October 7th and the resulting war in Gaza led to a dramatic increase in anti-Semitism worldwide, especially in the United States, thus according to a new report. Natasha Mozgovaya has that story.
The Anti-Semitism Worldwide Report for 2023, published Sunday by the Anti-Defamation League and Tel Aviv University, revealed a 103% increase over the previous year in acts of violence, vandalism, and harassment targeting American Jews. According to the report, nearly three-quarters of American university students have witnessed an anti-Semitic incident in some form since the beginning of the academic year. Many pro-Palestinian protesters, however, insist they are not anti-Semites. Natasha Mozgovaya, VOA News.
Authorities interrupted rescue efforts in flood-ravaged southern Brazil on Wednesday amid more rain and the risk of lightning and stiff winds that threatened to worsen an already difficult operation to save thousands of residents still trapped in their homes. AP correspondent Mauricio Savarese has the latest on the disaster.
On the next few days, they will have it just as bad or even worse as heavy rains that are expected through Sunday. The state capital of Rio Grande do Sul state in southern Brazil has been hit hard since last week. Authorities said on Wednesday that at least 100 people died and almost 130 are missing in the region. Hundreds of thousands lost their homes and more could follow soon. Some residents are choosing to return home anyway, but authorities say that the risk for them and for the entire state is far from over.
That was AP correspondent Mauricio Savarese. Former Prime Minister Frank Bainimarama of Fiji was sentenced Thursday to 1 year in prison for perverting the course of justice, with a judge finding he had failed to live up to the lofty responsibilities of his office. Bainimarama was sentenced at Fiji's High Court in the capital Suva after he was found guilty of quashing a police probe into alleged corruption at a Fijian university while leading the country. Bainimarama's former police chief and top ally was found guilty of abuse of office in the same case. The former military commander seized power in a bloodless coup in 2006 and remains a popular figure in the South Pacific nation. Repeating our top story, U.S. President Joe Biden says he will not supply offensive weapons that Israel can use to launch an all-out assault on Rafah, the last major stronghold for Hamas in Gaza, over concern for the well-being of the more than 1 million civilians sheltering there. In an interview Wednesday with CNN, Biden says the U.S. is still committed to Israel's defense and will supply Iron Dome rocket interceptors and other defensive arms. Join VOA's Flashpoint Global Crises as we delve into the heart of the world's most pressing conflicts and crises, from the Israel-Hamas war to the Russian-Ukraine war, as well as regional hotspots spanning from Asia to Africa and beyond. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.